This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel struck Gaza on Monday, and witnesses reported blasts in the besieged territory's south, but fighting had largely subsided on the second day of an army-declared quote-unquote pause to facilitate aid flows. The relative calm came as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved his war cabinet, reflecting the country's political fractures. David Mentzer, spokesman for the Prime Minister's office, said the body had been disbanded following the resignation of centrist leader Benny Gantz, who had required a war cabinet's formation in order to join a unity government. A U.S. special envoy visited Jerusalem on Monday, seeking to calm the situation on the disputed northern border with Lebanon and Israel. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Israel said tensions with the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia could lead to a larger conflict. Here's Israeli Army spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Hezbollah is jeopardizing the future of Lebanon so that it can be a shield for Hamas.
U.S. Special Envoy Amos Hochstein's visit follows weeks of increasing exchanges of fire along the line between Israel and Lebanon, where Israeli forces have for months been engaged in a simmering conflict with Hezbollah that has continued alongside the war in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United States is concerned the espionage trial of detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich to deny charges of collecting secrets for the U.S. CIA will be held behind closed doors, U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Monday.
We will try to attend the trial as we try to attend the trial of any American citizens who are detained in Russia.